Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Waiting on the promises. When they arrived, they went upstairs to the room. They all joined together constantly in prayer, Acts 1, 13-14. A man appears alive to many after his execution, then disappears into the clouds before a group of his closest friends. Could you keep quiet if you had been the part of that group of privileged observers? Jesus' disciples did keep quiet until the proper time to unleash the good news. Jesus told them to wait for the Holy Spirit before beginning the missionary enterprise he had committed to them. Matthew Henry describes how they prayerfully obeyed. Walk with Matthew Henry, an English pastor born in 1662, best known for his devotional Bible commentary. It was now a time of trouble and danger with the disciples of Christ. They were as sheep in the middle of wolves. They had new work, and before they entered into it, they were continuously in prayer to God for his presence with them in it. They are in the best frame to receive spiritual blessings from those who are in a praying frame. Christ had promised shortly to send the Holy Spirit, a promise intended not to supersede prayer, but to quicken and encourage it. God will be inquired of for promised mercies, and the nearer the promise seems to be, the more earnestly we should pray for it. The disciples did this with one accord. This intimates that they were together in holy love and that there was no quarrel or discord among them. Those who so keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace are best prepared to receive the comforts of the Holy Ghost. Today's New Testament reading is Acts chapter 1.
The Book of Acts, chapter 1. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Then they gathered around him and asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." Then the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day's walk from the city. When they arrived, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying. Those present were Peter, John, James, and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas son of James. They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. In those days Peter stood up among the believers, a group numbering about 120, and said, "Brothers and sisters, the scripture had to be fulfilled in which the Holy Spirit spoke long ago through David concerning Judas, who served as guide for those who arrested Jesus. He was one of our number and shared in our ministry. With the payment he received for his wickedness, Judas bought a field. There he fell headlong, his body burst open and all his intestines spilled out. Everyone in Jerusalem heard about this, so they called that field in their language Akeldama, that is, field of blood. For, said Peter, it is written in the book of Psalms, may his place be deserted, let there be no one to dwell in it, and may another take his place of leadership. Therefore, it is necessary to choose one of the men who have been with us the whole time the Lord Jesus was living among us, beginning from John's baptism to the time when Jesus was taken up from us. For one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection. So they nominated two men, Joseph, called Barsabbas, also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they prayed, Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which of these two you have chosen to take over this apostolic ministry, which Judas left to go where he belongs. Then they cast lots, and the lot fell to Matthias. So he was added to the 11 apostles.
For the disciples, hastily beginning the work of the gospel apart from the Holy Spirit might have caused more harm than good. Instead, they prayed and waited for God's timetable to take effect. Walking with God rather than running ahead of Him, that's still the best way to work the will of God in your life today.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.